You can do better than that. It's good to be in the Lord's house. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, Benaiah shared today, I think it was today.
It was today.
About that God's house should be filled.
Amen.
Was that today? Or was it the other day? Today? And he said the other day too, that God's house should be filled. And that is the truth. All of God's houses should be filled. Amen?
Amen.
Every time the church is open, we're going casual tonight, hallelujah. You love my shirt?
Love your shirt.
I love my church, hallelujah. Every time the church's doors are open, God's people should be in the house. Amen? You know, we were talking last night. We were at a ministry board meeting, and it was brought to our attention again, which we already know. But if you are not a laborer, or even if you are a laborer, if you are not on the praise and worship team, because we're in here, you know, earlier and for practices, we're actually here 4 hours in the whole week. If you're here every service, you're here 4 hours in the whole week. So, and then the rest of your hours is something like 164 hours. Yeah. If you're on the praise and worship team, I think you might be here maybe 8 hours, maybe. If you're just a churchgoer, you're here 4 hours out of the whole week. And we have 164 more hours to do whatever we want to do. Okay, so even if we get 8 hours sleep, right? 8 times 7, 56, right? Okay, so 56 plus 4. Oh my gosh, we have so many hours to do everything that we want to do that nobody should ever say there's too much church. Ever. Certainly nobody in this house. And then for the people that come on Sundays only, oh my gosh, they have like 166 hours. Anyway, that's not why we're here. I just wanted to give you guys that little bit of information. But it's good food for thought. It's good to remind us that we don't give God enough. We don't. And it's not really pleasing to our ears, but we're not here to... You know, we're not here to just hear all the things that we want to hear. We're here to be reminded of what we need to hear. Amen? And today, tonight's message, the title is Remember! Hallelujah! Remember is what the title is for tonight. And, where's my other one? Anyway, remember, I'm just going to give you some, you know what remember means, but I just want to give you guys some definition just for us to, just to stir up our mind again, because our minds need to be stirred up. Our minds need to remember that you don't rule me. Amen? Anyway, remember means to bear or keep in mind, to preserve the memory of, to think of and consider, to bear in mind with favor, or to remember, you know, the good things. And the Lord continuously reminds us to remember. Amen. When we remember how good God is. We remember all the wonderful things that He's done. We remember how faithful He is. We need to be reminded because we forget how faithful the Lord is. Amen? So, we've heard in the past few services that we need to, you know, that God is so good to us that when we come into His house, we remember what He did. Some memories are not so good. And we shouldn't be dwelling on those things that are not good. We should be dwelling on everything that's connected to God is good. Even if at first it doesn't feel like it's like, you know, because sometimes we can tell God, you know, God, can you please, Abba, do it this way? Abba, can you please do it with this person? But God doesn't listen to us. He doesn't have to. His plan is better. So even if it doesn't turn out the way we want it to go, the process of it, the end result is going to be better than we could ever even imagine. So everything with the Lord is good. But there, unfortunately, we've lived a life, and another thing I want to, you know, not I want to, but what I do remember is that what a wretched person I was, and God saved me. That's a good thing to remember. What a wretched person I was, and He saved me anyway, when He didn't have to. Amen. He could have let me be and go wherever I wanted to go. And there were some instances where I could have let up really bad. And He was so good that He saved my sorry self for His purpose. I get blessed along the way. When you got saved, God saved you for His purpose. And in that process, you get blessed. You get blessed along the way. So the Hebrew word for remember is zakar, Z-A-K-A-R. Hallelujah. In the NIV, remember is mentioned 231 times. In the King James Version, 210 times. In the New Living Translation, 264 times. In the New King James Version, 230 times, and I'm only saying that to let you know that it's pretty important. Amen. It's pretty important. Remember. Amen. Throughout the word, we are reminded to remember. To remember. Recently, we have been reminded even in the house of God. But see, what we get in the house of God, and this is for me too. I get so blessed when I come into the house of the Lord because the Lord reminds us and shows us how good He is. And just so ministers to our spirit all the time. The flesh, on the other hand, needs to be beat down sometimes. But the Lord continuously reminds us of how good He is. So in these past services, we've been, you know, and what we have to do is sometimes consciously think, because this mind has a mind of its own. When the word is being ministered, the mind can be thinking about all kinds of stuff, like food. Like shopping, like where we're going to go after service. Your mind should not be thinking about that kind of stuff. Who we're going to hang out with. You should be more concerned about hanging out with the Lord. But, you know, the mind gets carried away. So we have to bring it back in and consciously think about, remember what God has done. And, you know, I've been saying it a lot in the olden days. It's not that olden days. We're not that old. But, you know, in the olden days, I'm thinking like 20 years ago. Like for the kids, like, oh my gosh, what? You're over 30. Whoa, you're over the hill. Remember when we were young, we thought, oh my gosh, 30 is so old. And 30 is so not old. But when you're young, you don't know that. You just think, oh man, they're like over the hill. Don't even listen to them. They're like dinosaurs. But you hear me say in the olden days, and I say in the olden days because in those days, you know, like 20 years ago, even when we were kids, there's so many good things that we need to remember what God has done. God had His hand on you before you even knew it. The word says, before you were formed in the womb. In Psalm 139, it tells us how God knew us, that He weaved us. He knows when we go. He knows when we come back. He knows when we travel. He knows everything about us. God knows you better than you know yourself. Better than you know yourself. God knows your children better than you know your children. God knows your husband or your wife better than you do. God knows everything about us. Amen. So when I say the olden days, it's just to be, you know, like I said, it's not that old, but you know, 20 years is olden. And just to remind us of, you know, at those times, see, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. That's why we're not consumed. God did miracles in the Bible times, and God does miracles today.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. We cannot see. The devil is such a sneaky devil. That's exactly what he is that he tries to make us think that, or tries to convince us that you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough, it'll never happen. Amen? He tries to convince us that you're nothing, that you're not important, that nobody likes you. In fact, I mean, you know, he'll lie the best lies, you know. And then you know what's even more sneaky? And just want to let you know, sneaky is not God. So if you're sneaky, knock it off. Sneaky is not God. Sneaky is of the devil. Amen? So the enemy, somebody, you know, but now he's so funny. He goes, Mom, make sure you don't say it. What was I thinking now? Make sure you remember now, Mom. And I thought it was so funny because last week, right? Was it last week? Or the week before? I kept on saying, I forgot what I was going to say now. Because I started talking, I forgot what I was going to say. Mom, make sure you remember what you're going to say, right? So just that, I thought of it like, oh yeah, yes. I need to remember what I'm saying. And so the enemy will try to mess with you. And he'll try to lie to you. And you know what? And you know, you always hear about the lack of communication, how it can be very devastating. Because, you know, if you don't communicate with your husband, or if you don't communicate with your wife, there's going to be kinks all over the place. Even if you don't communicate with your friends. I mean, you cannot communicate with somebody for a month, and then the enemy will lie to you and make you think all kinds of crazy things. And then when you meet up with a person, you go, oh my gosh, you know, that is so not true. That's why communication is very important. But the enemy will mess with you. And so we need to remember who we are. Like the song today, whose I am. Whose am I? I'm God's girl. I'm God's daughter. You're God's daughter. You're God's son. God wants what is best for you. We need to remember that. So when any kind of stupid thinking comes, you need to just rebuke it and command it to be gone, because that's not of God. Amen? Amen? Whenever you start thinking about how you're not good enough, or how you're not smart enough, or how you're not even worth it, like why are you even living? Whenever any kind of stupid thoughts come into your mind like that, that's not God. That's the devil. And he has no rights. You need to kick him out. Amen? From wherever you are. Hallelujah. So let's go to Psalm 77. Psalm 77. Everybody there? Psalm 77, 11. Okay. Hallelujah. I remember, and I shared this with somebody recently when Pastor Jesse, a couple times back when they came and ministered, and I remember him saying, you know, when you get older, and I think I shared this, I don't know how many times I shared it, but, well, you know, when you get older, you cannot eat the same things that you ate when you were younger. And I remember sitting in the chair, I was like, I don't receive that. I do not receive that. And then just shortly after that, I had to just receive it because I'm like, I can eat, oh, I love hot stuff. Anything hot. Spicy. I love all kinds of stuff. And now, You know, I mean, I still can eat spicy stuff, but I can't, like, before I could, like, I had like a, I know some of you know what I'm talking about, an iron stomach, when you can eat anything, drink anything, but now it's like, okay, that doesn't really go right with me. okay, it feels a little gassy drinking that, oh my goodness. Anyway, so, I remember Pastor Jesse sharing that and not receiving it, and, well, too bad. Some things we shouldn't be eating. Hot all the time is not so hot. Okay, everybody there? Psalm 77:11. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Let it be written upon our hearts, Lord God. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So in the NIV, I believe, it says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the miracles that he has done. The miracles he has done. We even forget about the miracles. We even forget about the miracles that he has done. And he's done so many miracles. We can look at it in the Word. We can see time and time again in the Word the miracles that the Lord has done. We can talk about the miracles we have right among us. Amen. Amen, that we forget. The Lord healed in the olden days or in the Bible days. And don't ever let the enemy tell you that the Lord doesn't heal. It's not the same like before. God heals the same in Bible days as he does today. Amen? And I think we let the enemy mess with us for way too long. So you peg it. You just say, devil, you be gone. Because, you know, you have no authority here. You be gone. Don't even talk story with him. Don't even rebuttal. Just, devil, be gone. Beat it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So the Lord did miracles in Bible times. The Lord does miracles today. Amen. 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 Benaiah, our little miracle boy. Amen. Like, I forget what God did for him. When the doctors, we sat in a room and we were looking at the monitor and they were showing us what Benaiah's brain looked like. And then they started telling us, like, you know, he may not be able to eat, he may not be able to walk, he may not be able to talk. And we sat there, and some of you remember Pastor Rocky's testimony where he just said, yes, I understand what you're saying. But we did not receive that. We knew what the doctor was saying. We seen it on the monitor. We knew what the medical diagnosis was, but we knew who could do a miracle, and we knew that God was going to do a miracle on Benaiah. So of course we know he has no problem talking. Hallelujah. There's no problem there, and there's no problem eating. And he didn't walk till he was 19 months, and he never crawled, and he would scoot around and roll sometimes, and, you know, but the Lord reminded me today how good he has been to us. Where we have, I mean, you know, now Benaiah is going into, you know, almost teenage, and then, you know, they have, like, you know, he has a mind and a mouth of his own, but we still see the wonderful miracle that God has done. And we can't forget that. That's why when the Lord tells us to remember, we need to remember those things. That was like devastating. I remember when he's, and in fact, you know, I have pictures, tons of pictures, but this one picture where he looked so frail and he looked so small. And I remember, you know, we would have to touch under his chin for him to suck his bubba. But I remember Pastor Al and Sister Renee telling us that just double up on the Enfamil. You know, we just double up on you would normally have to put in. We just double up, and brother came chunky, like, really fast. But, you know, we have to remember what God did. I mean, like, look at Joseph. I mean, only God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That he had a tumor that big in his head. I go, yeah, Pastor Mark, I already heard about Joseph. I heard about how many times about Benaiah. Yeah, and you're going to hear it again because we need to be reminded that God does miracles today, like how he did miracles in Bible times. Amen. Like, how was Joseph walking around all that time with that big thing in his head? I mean, you know. And then how his brain just molded around. And then when they took it out, just went back where it's supposed to be. That's, yeah, that's only the hand of God. Oh, my goodness. Do we need to talk about Janine? Hallelujah. Oh, my gosh. She needs to get up here and tell us testimony another time again. Because she does it well. I mean, how when she walked through those doors after all that tragedy. Yeah? I mean, I couldn't even believe the tragedy that Janine and John went through. And then how she walked through the doors and the Lord told her, you're home. And it took a little while, but she remembered. And look at what God did, that miracle. And now she got two little miracles and some more coming on the way. Hallelujah. How God delivered us. How God saved us. How God saved us time and time and time again. How for years, look, Corinne, for years waited. And sometimes even thought, maybe not, yeah? Yeah. Maybe not for me and the kid. Her baby bump. Hallelujah. Blessed baby. That's just some of the multiplied, magnanimous, unlimited miracles that God, and we have to remember him and we have to give him glory. I mean, he continuously pours his favor upon us, and we walk around sometimes like, oh, no big deal. Hello. The breath of life is, I mean, my goodness. And, you know, I say it all the time. Everybody should be clapping for the breath of life. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Woo, woo, woo. And I say it all the time, and that's probably because I need to be reminded too. But the very reason why you breathe is because of God. The very reason why you breathe, the very reason why your children breathe is because of God. Pastor Al, even him too. I mean, he's like army guy. But I mean, even what he went through, he was like having a heart attack on the way to Lahaina, yeah? Or in Lahaina. And then, huh? And he drove himself. And then just what God did. Such a miracle in his life too, where it could have been very tragic. More than one time. And God saved him too. I mean, saved him alone in the field, in Iraq and overseas. And that's not by our hand. The very reason why some of our marriages are still together. The very reason why you live is because God is not done with you yet. And it's for his, amen, it's for his purpose. It's for his purpose. And we get so blessed, our families get so blessed in the process. Amen. How many times have, you know, I think about how many times that, you know, the enemy tried to take Pastor Rocky out, take me out. I mean, one time, this is so mental. I'm going to tell you one stupid story. We were on our way from Kamuela in the Big Island, driving the scary, spooky mountain road from Kamuela to Kohala. There's like no lights, and you hear, and this is before Jesus days. And you would hear all the spooky stories about this one road from Kamuela to to Kohala. How many minutes? How many miles? 23 miles. In the dark, spooky roads of, you know, Kohala. And the fog would come in and, you know, you wouldn't even be able to see like 5 feet in front of your car. And you said, don't ever travel with pork. Don't ever travel with pork, you know, because you're going to get stalled out. And I don't know, one time we kind of got, the Jeep was acting up, yeah? The Jeep kind of always acted up because it was like this 73 CJ5. It was like so rough and so bully. But anyway, so the Jeep kind of was acting up and we was kind of losing power. And anyway, so anyway, it's a spooky road. But before we went on the spooky road, we went to go put gas. And these two mental kids, these gas attendants, like, I don't know, they're late teens, early 20s. And another thing that was going on with Bully, the CJ5, there's like a little small little leak every time. If you filled gas a certain way, it would come, there's like a little, so it was like little dropping gas. This crazy kid came from behind and was playing around with his finger, you know, like that. And it actually caught on fire. Right at the gas station. So we're running out of the car because we see the big fire in the back. And some smart guy from the inside came in with a fire extinguisher. And praise God, he thought fast because they could have easily blown up that whole place. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's only by the grace of God that we were okay. That was so stupid. Yeah. Right in the middle of Kamuela Town on the Big Island in Waimea. I mean, there have been, I don't know how many attempts. You know, I remember when I was young, I had really bad asthma. And thank you, Jesus, He healed me. The Lord healed me of that. But I remember how many times they had to rush me to the hospital. How many times? Because I almost could not breathe. Many times. I mean, Pastor Rocky alone, how the Lord saved him. I mean, because he was so crazy when he was a kid too, in the olden days. But I mean, like, you know, he was with I'm just telling you guys the stupid stories. Okay, it's fun to listen to the stupid stories too, right? Okay, it's okay. I'm just wondering. But I remember he would hang around with real crazy guys, and this one of his friends put like hog tranquilizers in what they were drinking. And what kind of stupid kid would put hog tranquilizers in a drink that they were drinking? Anyway, so, you know, Pastor Rocky drank it and crashed his VW and just crazy kind of stuff. Got into motorcycle accident, ripped off his ear. I mean, just crazy. And even when Pastor Rocky was 16, they actually had to remove part of his lungs. So if you see his 15, yeah. There's like a crazy scar on the back, on his back. It's like really scary. Like, you know, if you didn't know what it was, it looks really scary because it's a big scar and there's like a big scar in the middle. But, you know, even at that time, the enemy tried to take him out, but God. So many of us have stories and testimonies of but God testimonies, how the enemy was going to do something evil, but God turned it around for good. For us, for Him. And we get blessed. Amen? We need to remember how good God has been. And when we can praise the Lord, and when we remember, when we can praise Him, God's favor continuously flows. When we can thank God and when we remember and we appreciate the Lord for what He has done, the favor continues to flow. Amen? How many times, I'm sure you guys have some testimonies as well of what God has done. Amen. Let's go to Hebrews 8. Here we see how good God is, that no matter how rotten we were, and some of us were more rotten than the others, we see here in Hebrews 8, Amen? Hebrews 8, verse 12. Amen. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities. And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. So here we see how God doesn't remember the sin. Thank you, Lord, that He doesn't remember the sin that you have committed, that I have committed. Thank you, Lord, that when we repent, He is faithful and just to forgive us. He doesn't remember our unrighteousness. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. What a wonderful Lord we serve. Let's go to Deuteronomy 8. You know, and when we don't remember what God has done for us, we become ungrateful. When we don't remember what God has done for us, it's dishonorable. We've been learning about the power of persuasion and how we're persuaded by the people that we associate ourselves with. But what I really want to share is when we don't remember, like, we need to remember even the small beginnings. Like, we need to remember what God did for us, to us, through us, when we first started out. When you were so thankful for your small little house that you had, that God blessed you with. And, of course, sometimes we didn't even acknowledge God. But even our small, I remember when me and Pastor Rocky, we moved here. We didn't know why we were moving here. We figured we'd just move here because Kapua's here. It's a new start. You know, the Big Island was too slow. Oahu was too fast. And I remember when we moved into our own house, it was really small. Our kitchen was the hallway from the living room to the bedroom. And our bathroom was inside the bedroom. So if anybody came over to our house, if they have to use the bathroom, they have to go through our bedroom. And we were so, so blessed, yeah? Oh my gosh, we were so blessed. We had that small little, tiny little house. And we recently got saved, and then we moved into our own house. Yeah? Or the saved? No. We got saved, and I think we were in the house already when we got saved. But we just was so thankful to the Lord for our small little house and that small little beginning that we had. Amen. And then from there, we got to a bigger house and bigger house. But, you know, we can't forget what God did for us. And when we can go back and say, Lord, thank you for that small little house, 172 A. Lehua Street. We can't forget the small beginnings. Amen? Amen. We're always looking for bigger things and better things, but we forget what God did even in the little things. We forget that when it was so easy, like, we were so blessed to just go to church. We did not, you know, being pastors we never even considered that. We were just so blessed to be a child of God, where, you know, we're so excited learning about the Bible and learning the Word and, you know, getting set free because we were so heathens that when God saved us and when He started delivering us, we were so thankful. And what happened? What happened that we forget all the wonderful things that God did for us? Amen? Amen. When we are ungrateful, when we don't remember what God did, who He used, what He did in different places. Like, my girlfriend April, I knew that God used her because she was the first one that, you know, took me to church and introduced me to the Lord. And I can never forget that. That's the beginning. And then, of course, I fell away really hard. But, you know, thank God he called me back into his light. And so I can't forget even that. You know, the people who God used. Like, even though sometimes I might not like everything that she says, because we're kind of the same. And sometimes I listen to her, I go, okay, right now I'm reaping. I'm reaping right now. You know, she'll say something to me, I'm like, whoa! And I'm thinking, okay, I say that same thing to somebody else. So, you know, even though I see, you know, we might not see everything eye to eye, but I will always be grateful to the Lord for her. Always. Amen? Our pastors, you know, Pastor Jerry and then Pastor Akima, and well, his name is Laki now, but it was Adrian Akima when we met him. And he changed his name to Laki Kahumanu, but anyway, Pastor. And then Pastor Ho'opai, I didn't agree with everything that they said, but so what? I didn't know better. They knew better. And I was getting set free. I was getting delivered. So when we heard stuff, like, there are sometimes I'm like, I remember, like, this is a good one. I remember I went up to the altar for prayer, and Pastor Laki was praying, and there was like three ladies up there, and he started, I rebuke that spirit of Jezebel. Jezebel spirit, you come out. I was like, oh no, he ain't talking to me. I'm thinking to myself, he better not be talking to me. He probably was talking to me, you know, and I needed that because that spirit is the spirit of control. And whatever lady he was talking to, it was one of us three ladies up there. It probably could have been me and the other two ladies next to me. But I remember, there's a lot of things I didn't necessarily like, but hey, I needed it. I needed to be rebuked. Now I can look back and say I needed to be rebuked. At that time, you know, I didn't go talk to anybody. I'll on the way home, maybe talking to Pastor Rocky, but I wouldn't, you know, talk to anybody else about it. But I was like, I don't agree with that. But God knew where to place me because he knew that I was hard head. I needed to be in a place where there was hard hitters. That's why you guys are here too. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we was hard-headed. So I'm so thankful for my pastors. And even though maybe I didn't necessarily agree with them, it was good for me. And I never went out and bad-mouthed them. I never went out and dishonored them. Ever. You just don't do that. So when you do stuff like that, it's not of God. It's of the devil. God doesn't do that. You remember what God did. You remember who God used. Oh my goodness, do you need to know how he used me? Let me tell you. Some people I can roll the scroll out. You need to remember what God did. I need to remember what God did, who God used, where he brought me from, how I was a wretched, wretched person. I'm thankful that he saved me. Right. And yep, I might have been, you know, amen, hallelujah. And I might have needed it hard. Not I might have needed it hard. I needed it hard because this hard head. I mean, really, we need to remember what God did. Remember where God brought you from. Remember who God used. Remember that it's his plan. And in the process, you get so blessed. Remember, remember, remember. Amen. Did we read it already? Deuteronomy 8? Okay. Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. It is he that gives you the wealth. It is he that gives you the strength. It is he that gives you the power. It is he that gives you the ability. It is he that in his word continuously tells us to remember. Just to read the word remember? No, to remember. It is he. We need to, you know, we need to put our faith where this is. We can talk, but what are we doing about it? Are we, you know, oh yeah, I remember. Oh, it sucks, but are you really remembering? Are you really grateful? The reason why we're hearing about this is because we need to be a little bit more grateful. The reason why we're hearing about remembering is because we need to remember a little bit more. Me too. Me too. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we can talk the good talk and talk about what God says and talk about how much you love the Lord and talk about how much you love your brethren and talk about what are you doing? Are you showing that love? Are you honoring God? Are you blessing God? Are you in God's house to honor God? Or are you in God's house because you got to be in God's house? The kids, they got to be in God's house. But when they get old, they're going to say, oh my goodness, I'm so thankful that my mom didn't make me go to church. They don't know how much they need the Lord now. But they will. So the kids are forced to be in here. Even the adults, some adults come to church only because they got to come to church. Because if you're a laborer, you got to come to church. You don't have an option. But see, it makes it easy for us, right? We don't have to think about if we're going to be in church because we don't have no option. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have no option. We need to remember what God has done and you see people and the way they live and what consumes them. You know if they remember what God has done. We all need to remember what the Lord has done. Amen. Father, we thank you. We love you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We give you all the praise, Lord. We thank you for reminding us of who you are, what you have done, where you have brought us from, who you use, Lord, in our lives. We bow our hearts before you. And we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that it is you who gives us the ability, who gives us the strength, who gives us the wealth, who even gives us our jobs. Everything that is good in our lives, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe everyone is saved in the house, and that's so important that Jesus is the Lord and Savior of our lives. He lives big in us. But I'm going to go ahead and just share. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, today is the day of salvation. Just repeat after me. Father, please forgive me for all the wrong that I have done. Jesus, come into my heart and be the Lord of my life and help me to remember all the good that you have done. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you pray that prayer, call us. The number should be on the screen. If it's in your heart to sow a seed, this is good ground. You can do so at wordoftruthmaui.org. Thank you. God bless you. Mwah. Hallelujah. You can, we'll release the ushers now.